stop so I can hear. Okay, my name is Vannie Days Moore, and I'm from the University of South Carolina, the McKissick Museum. And today, like I told you earlier, I'm working both for the McKissick Museum and for Clemson. At the McKissick Museum, we are doing the documentation on Black Celebration in the South, which documents the community history of the entire state of South Carolina. I'm also working for Dr. Megason from Drexel University and Clemson University, and he's doing the Black Heritage in the Upper Piedmont area from 1865 to 1920. So this is the era that his work is working in. And for his project, what I'm going to do is basically ask about your family, the economic profile, like where you work, where your family works, what kinds of jobs you've had, Black heritage, so if anyone was quilt makers, or white oak basket makers, musicians, so it's just for examples. And I'm also doing religion and education, social interaction, that with this community, how close and what kind of reaction did you have with the white community, and those sort of social interactions. And then I will ask some open-ended questions. And in the process of doing this, I will ask you about different celebrations. Mm-hmm. So first of all, Mr. Green, I would like you to give me your full name.
David Green, Sr.
David Green, Sr.? Uh-huh. Okay, and also here, we're basically interviewing Mr. Green, but we also have his wife here with us. And what is your name? What's your name?
Nancy Green.
Okay, Nancy Green. Okay. All right. Mr. Green, first of all, I'd like to know where and when were you born? And before I start, we're basically documenting something that is no longer here, Calhoun, South Carolina, which is now incorporated into Clemson. So if that's the name that, you know, the town when you were born, you know, we would like to know that, of course it was, because it's just not recently changed. So where were you born?
It's not Calhoun, but it's Clemson.
Okay.
And they call it the Florida. This is Tricia and the family. Well, I guess you remember that. And I had done built up houses all through there. I used to pass right by where they told me I was born.
Okay, it was called the Quarter?
Sloan Ford, I think. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was born.
Mm-hmm. Could you give me your birth date and year in which you were born?
1907.
August 7, 1907. Okay. Okay, could you tell me where your parents were born?
Mm-hmm. No, I sure can't, because I don't know. Well, back in those days, let me start from the beginning. Children back in those days, it's not like children is now. And they didn't ask their parents for a lot of questions and things, you know. And if they didn't volunteer and sit down and start talking, and tell them about it. They didn't quite curious about asking questions like this now. Okay. These children now, they born talking, asking questions. So I really don't know where they were born at.
Okay. Do you know about your grandparents?
No. I do remember where my granddaddy lived. But now, I don't know what they call that now. I think they call that the... it's not Ravenel, because Ravenel is over this way. It's supposed to be back in...
Long Chapel, back up
in that way. It's not quite that far. I tell you how far it is. You go around the underpass, and...
Did it come like the Old Central Road?
Uh-huh.
Old Central Road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, over here by, you remember where with Bogs?
Yeah.
They said, mm-hmm. Well, my granddaddy lived right down below there.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, could you tell me the kinds of things that your do you know where they owned their house or?
No, they were sharecroppers.
They were sharecroppers.
Yes.
See, could you tell me something about the sharecropping? Could you explain sharecropping to me, please?
Well, the man that owned the land, he furnished, everything.
Do you remember his name?
Leader Sadie.
Uh-huh. Do you remember the person who your family shared crop for?
No.
Can you tell me some things about your mother that you remember about your mother? Could you describe her to me and tell me some of the things that she was?
Yeah, we'll forget that.
Okay.
She, my mother was a hard-working woman, and she always tried to teach and learn the children everything that she could in the way of making a living. But it's one thing that sticks with me, she told me, she said, David, if you got for one pair of pants or two pair of pants, say, wash them and keep them clean. So there's nothing wrong with it, as long as they're clean. So then she learned how to cook. I guess by the time I was big enough to stand up a fever, she started learning how to cook. So where we had to, where we were living, we had to go about almost a quarter of a mile, cook water. And the wash place was down on the branch. And back in those days, when we washed, we had to go out in the woods and haul a whole lot of trash, bushes and things, and water the clothes. And back in those days, they didn't have no washing machine. They had a big old block they called it.
Batman block.
Tell me about that. I don't know.
It's a piece of plank. Well, it's about that long. But at the end of it, it's flat.
Uh-huh.
And it's round like a baseball bat.
Right.
But the flat part was what you hit the clothes with.
Okay. Well, would the clothes be, where would the water be? Would it be?
Well, see, they soaked the clothes. And the clothes that she wanted to be battered,
uh-huh.
those was the dirtiest clothes.
Uh-huh.
She laid them up on his back, block.
Uh-huh.
So we kind of battling, locked them on one side, turned them over on the couldn't battle them too hard because he found a hole in
them. Was the block wood or
yeah.
stone? Was wood?
Yeah.
Did someone make that?
Oh, yeah.
How was it made?
Well, it was just the bottom of a tree.
Uh-huh.
Like a tree,
uh-huh.
and you cut it off so far high as you want it, big you want.
Oh,
and use that.
Okay, so after you battle it, what happens next? So how?
Well, she.
So you, I take that you do it when the clothes is wet. Because you've already soaked it.
Oh yeah, uh-huh. yeah. Like, it was wet, and when you get to battle, you put it back in the mm-hmm. wash water.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're ready for the boil in the pot.
Mm. Did you do that all on the outside or inside?
The outside.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, what did your mother work out, or she?
She went on the farm.
Yeah.
Oh,
sharecropping.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Well, how many sisters and brothers did you have?
This goes back to what I said. I got to count.
Okay.
Let's see how many brothers. These kind of things don't stay on my mind, and I never think about it, so
yeah.
I got to study it. Let me see, that was Anime, Pauline, Rebecca, Robert Lee, John Henry, Chris. Well, there's about seven of us, I believe.
And all boys?
No, it's girl and boy.
So could you name them out loud, and then I could get the names again? I don't know. Could you name them for me?
My sister was named one. My sister was named Annie Mae.
Mm-hmm.
And one was Rebecca. And the other was Pauline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I guess I better tell you this now. See, my mother, she passed, so my father married again.
Mm-hmm.
So then Papa had two more children. By a second wife.
Mm-hmm.
And their name was Selena Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And my brother was named, I had two brothers. Well, I had three.
Okay.
Robert Lee, Chris, and John Henry.
Okay.
And myself.
Okay, so those four brothers were from was your mother's children.
Yeah.
Okay, it's, all right, I understand. Yeah. Okay, could you tell me about your father? Well, how did your mother die? Did you remember?
She was sick. I was small, but yeah, see, I still didn't understand. I don't know whether she had TB or not, but there's a lot of sickness going on back in the day.
Well, not sick, I said TB, but I mean flu. Flu, or the flu.
Flu.
Okay,
right.
The flu,
Because she died. And everybody in the house got out sick for me, Papa, for you.
Oh. What year was that? Do you know what year that was?
I don't know if it was 18 or 19.
Okay, let me see. He has something, he has a note here about the flu. 1817 to 1819. So that hit us right at that flu epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
1917 and 1918 is the flu.
Right on with them, yeah.
Yeah, okay. He talks about that in his paper. Okay, so you lost your mother with the flu. Do you know anyone else that died from the flu during that time?
Not in our family.
Uh-huh.
But and then I still don't remember who it was around, but a lot of people. You know, varying people going to come back.
Oh, my. Well, do you know why the flu was so bad, or was that the only time you remember the flu being that bad in your growing up?
No, I sure don't know why it was so bad.
That's interesting. Well, tell me some about your father, then. Could you give me some ideas who your father was and what you remember about your father?
My father was, his name was Edward Green.
Edward, okay.
Of course, called him Ed,
uh-huh.
Sure.
Right.
And his dad was named Samuel. I can remember him, my granddad.
Mm-hmm.
His grandmother was named Tisha. That was Papa's mother.
Mm-hmm.
So they had see, Papa had like Sam, James, and Willa. I think that's like the only one I can remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you remember and so you said that your father I know it's a tough job, he sharecropped and
yeah.
cotton. Yeah. Okay. Did he ever do anything? I mean, did he do it? He all his life he was a sharecropper. Was there anything else that he did?
Well, he would actually work. That's about all he did. But he would raise vegetable things and peddle them out, sell them.
Chop farmer.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. Okay, do you remember ever your family talking about slavery?
Not too much. I guess they talked about it, but like I say, I didn't think about it too much.
Yes. So, I have a very loud voice, and every time I talk, you can see that the meter goes. I hear a voice that softens. I'm going to put this down here.
Okay.
I really should. Okay, I think that's better. See, I don't know. I don't seem like I'm talking loud, but it always throws the meters. But anyway, okay, you know, I'm talking about customs now. Do you remember funerals back, way back? Yes, funerals. How were? Tell me about the funerals, and I'm trying to think about customs now. Do you remember the types of funerals you have and how, you know, do you have an undertaker?
Yeah. But I don't remember the undertaker that handled. This is what I was trying to think about. I don't know whether it's the white people buried colored or not, because I don't remember no colored undertaker back in the day. But they would use horses, wagons,
mm-hmm.
Hearse,
mm-hmm.
pulled by mules and horses with you, mostly horses. And I do remember that they didn't embalm. They weren't embalming people back in the day. Because they didn't keep them out of the ground that long either. Because, they died or they did.
So did you have wakes? Do you have wakes then? Would you stay up all night?
I guess it did because they had the body would be laying at the house or wherever died in.
Mm-hmm.
I think they called it the cooling board.
The cooling board.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you describe the cooling board?
Well, it was just the man of a person who was there.
Uh-huh.
They laid them out, wasn't it on carpet.
Okay, so is this a flat board?
Yeah, laid it.
Well, did they have
come up with sheets or something?
Sheets, oh, I see. Well, did you, did anyone particularly make the coffins? Or, well, at some point in time, when they put them in the ground, were they in coffins? Or
yeah. Okay. But see, when before they put them in the coffin, they would have them in this, like I told you, on this cooler board.
Mm-hmm.
And when they put them in the coffin, they would be ready to bear it.
No, I see. And were there a special person in the community that would make the coffin, or where that came
from?
Well,
I think this come from the undertaker, whoever, that had the horse there.
Right. Did you know about burial societies? Have you ever heard of burial societies?
Burial aid societies?
Yeah, burial aid society.
I don't recall back in the day.
Well, when did you hear about burial aid societies?
Oh, after I got them on the...
Well, could you tell me about them and what you remember about the Burial Aid Society?
Well, the Burial Aid Society come in position like undertakers, funerals and all this kind of mm-hmm. thing. But they had funerals like they did, but they didn't have like they do now.
Well, was the Burial Aid Society the organization? What do you remember about the Burial Aid Society?
It was something like a club. Mm-hmm. People died, all of them would turn out.
Uh-huh. What, was it ladies and men in the Burial Aid Society?
They find?
Were the men and women that belonged to the Burial Aid Society?
Yeah.
Is it still existing now, the Burial Aid Society?
But I think it might be given another name. Because something like a
WMWA?
I believe that's the society that exists now.
Oh, I see. So therefore it's still in existence. Do you know about what time they started? Do you remember about the years, 1900 now? The other thing is, I was wondering, what did they wear? What did they do? How did they serve Burial Aid Society? How did they serve during the funeral? Did they do something, or they just mourn with the family? Is there something special a Burial Aid will do at the funeral or during the death of the person?
Well, you mean the Burial Aid?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They do either march, circle, have a flower bouquet or something. March around and drop.
Okay, that's at the cemetery, or do they do it?
Sometimes if it's too bad, they put it inside church.
Oh, so they actually drop the flowers in it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, did they wear anything special? Did they have anything?
Well, they all would be dressed like black and white collar, black suits, white. Otherwise, they would be uniform.
Okay, that's interesting. It's not too many times I interviewed someone that. Actually experienced the Burial Aid. How about the Mason Center? Since we're talking about Burial Aid Society, one thing, did they take care of the sick or only the dead, the Burial Aid Society?
I think they, donated them often, some money or something.
Mm-hmm. So what, did they give money to the family when the person died? Or?
Yeah, I think it's something like a little society. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. They got a pension out of it.
Oh, I've got a pension out of it. Oh, I see. Okay. All right. The next thing I want to talk about, I'm turning the coin all the way over, marriages. One thing before I finish that, your family, where are they buried? You know, is there a special place you have a family burial site?
You was talking about in general or my family?
In your family.
Well, most all of them are buried up at Abel.
Abel. Okay, do they have grave markers on you? For the most part, like your mother and father and
No. They, back in those days, people wouldn't have any tombstone or like that. Of course, they would mark it with a certain kind of rock or stone or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now I see, you know, most everybody put a tombstone.
I just want to ask this for my interest more so than Dr. Megerson. On the coast, I'm on the coast. I was born in Charleston, and we have a lot of customs that are not every place else. And one custom we have that people think is so different is that we actually put dishes and broken crockery on the graves and the medicine bottles. Did your family do that? Have you ever heard of putting the person's belongings on the grave?
Now, since you mentioned that, you know, I mean, I was small. I was somewhere, and they had all these yellow bottles and things on top of a grave. And I can't remember where it was at. Huh?
But you've seen it up there?
I've seen it. Yeah, actually, yeah, I've seen it.
Interesting. Okay, well, I'm going to switch to marriages now. Do you remember weddings? I just want to know what the weddings were like then. I mean, when you and your wife, you and your wife got married, if you can remember weddings before that. Tell me about the weddings, the custom of weddings. Is it like exactly like it is now, or was it different? How was it different?
I'm going to be frank with you. When I know anything about it, I didn't know people that mad. I don't know what they had wedded or not.
Oh, okay.
But, I didn't mean to tell the truth, and I won't have to be worried about it.
Yeah. You just want people to marry.
But I know they'd be unmarried.
Well, tell me about your wedding.
But I didn't have no wedding. We got married. I just made up my mind I was going to get married. Well, I'm married.
Okay, who married? I mean, tell me how you got married. What did you have to do?
Went to the preacher's house. Went through the ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a witness?
Huh?
Did you have witnesses?
His wife, I think, was there.
Well, did you have a special dress, Mrs. Green?
What I had.
What you had? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, how about how many children do you have? I don't think I asked.
Five.
How many, could you tell me how many boys and girls are? Could you name them?
Two boys and
okay, could you give me their names, please?
David Jr. and Matthew. Elizabeth. And Anna Ruth and Kenan.
Well, where are your children now? Are they all still in this area?
All of them right around here except Elizabeth. She's in Kentucky.
In Kentucky. Did your family, you know, not only your immediate family, but did any of your family move up north at some point in time, move north, like your brothers and sisters? Or?
Oh, yeah, my brother's in Cleveland.
In Cleveland. Did you serve in the war or any of the wars? Did any of your sisters, I mean, any of your brothers or sisters served in the wars? Do you have one thing I was wondering? Do you have any old photographs or pictures? Did y'all have any of the family? Do you still have photographs and pictures of your families?
I got some old here somewhere. What are things in?
Do you have albums?
Uh-huh.
Do you have family albums? Do you have paintings of?
We could put them in there.
I don't have none.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering, did your children christen? Do you have christening gowns for your children? Do you have any baby clothes from your children?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, do we have anything that you say from your family, your parents? You know, that's I know it's dear to you, but it's, I mean, do you have for keepsake?
I don't think so.
The only thing I got is my great uncle. I had a pocket watch.
You had a pocket watch from your great uncle? Well, I know you have a Mason ring. I take it that you're a Mason.
Right.
Do you have, I was wondering, do you have certain, your apron and everything from that?
You mean from the lodge?
From the lodge, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, how long have you been a Mason?
Back in the folders.
Have you had your apron ever since then? You had
When I joined, it wore out.
It wore out. I hope you didn't throw it away. Did you throw it away?
Yeah.
You did?
Well, to me, it wasn't no good, but see, the emblem on it, it done wore. Worn, you couldn't tell what it was.
So what happened to it?
Huh?
What happened to it? Did you get rid of it? Or?
Yeah.
Oh. So the one you have now, how old is that?
Quite a while.
10 years, 20 years, 30
yeah,
years?
Yeah, about 10 years.
10 years. How about you, Mrs. Green? Are you an Eastern Star?
Yes.
How old are you? You have sashes and... Tell me some of the things you have for the Eastern Star.
Oh, well, I know just some of it, I don't like it much.
You don't like it much? Uh-huh. Well, do you have uniforms from it?
No.
No, you don't have the uniforms?
No, I don't have no uniforms.
Do you have any sashes or badges or anything of that nature?
I never did buy one.
Never. How long have you been? When did you join Eastern Star?
I couldn't tell you. Let me see.
Okay. Okay, well, I think I've basically covered all of your occupation, because you've got the sharecropping that came in the first part. I was wondering, Mr. Green, back that time, what kind of jobs that was open for black men? You know, what kinds of jobs, you know, during your early days? I mean, when I'm saying your early days, like when you were growing up, what did black men do?
Now, when I was 19, I came to Pennsylvania. I started working on it at 25. Yeah, opening, I know public background, to my knowledge, was down here in Clemson. You know, from where we were living, the closest one. Might have been somewhere else, but that's the only one I know. Because I started to work down there in 25.
When you were age 25?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do at Clemson?
Huh?
What did you do?
Working in the dining room.
Working in the dining room. Uh-huh. See, so a lot of the people, that's what supplied a lot of the men's jobs, Clemson.
Right.
How about the women, the black ladies?
Well, women's didn't start to work, and they didn't start hiring women on that job. Well, I'll take that back because the laundry was there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had women and men.
Did you work, Mrs. Green?
Not over there.
Where did you work?
Yes, you
work at the laundry.
You work at laundry. Where at the laundry?
In Clemson.
In Clemson, but not at Clemson University.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you were at the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One thing, with the younger, like you don't have a family. Did the younger boys? What do younger young people do to earn money? You know, like when you're real, real young, what did you do to earn money?
To earn money.
You did sharecropping, right? You sharecropped when you were younger?
Yeah.
All right. What I was wondering, where did you shop when you were younger? Where did you shop for clothes and food?
wasn't much shopping to do back in the day.
Not much shopping to do. But then how did you sustain it? How did your family sustain
it? When I started away, I had done my shopping in Clemson. Mm-hmm. Clothes and things like that.
So how did your family, how did your parents give you
clothes? Well, they had stores up in town that, you know, had the same place that they traded. So when they followed the air, come together, trot together time, they, you know, what they pay up.
Okay, so when you go to get paid for the crop, that's when you buy your supplies and your clothes?
Yeah.
Okay. During that time, did you get things on credit? What if through the year, if you need something, did you get things on credit then, or mm-hmm. or did you buy?
Like I said, they had a safe store, you know, they do the trade there.
Oh, I see. Okay. Did your family raise their own food? Did you raise food?
Yeah.
Did your family raise food? Yeah. Okay. What kind of, where did you get your furniture from that during those days? Where did you get your furniture? Did you make your furniture?
Yeah, they bought their furniture.
Where did you, where did they buy from, do you know?
No, not a particular store, but they had a furniture store up there in the town.
Okay, when you say in town, you're saying it in Clemson?
Central.
No. Oh, it's Central. How far is Central from here?
4 miles.
4 miles. 4 miles. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Next thing I want to ask you.